into another guest interview segment this morning, and joining me live in studio right now is Lance Oviatt. Lance is the current chairman of the Lincoln County Republican Party and here to discuss a petition from the Lincoln County GOP regarding the number of commissioners within the county. Lance, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Appreciate your time with this. I heard about this petition, so thought maybe we better go find out what's going on here. So I appreciate you stepping in studio to tell us about it. So currently three commissioners in Lincoln County. The party wants to see that go up to five. So walk us through that. Why did the Lincoln County GOP decide to put this petition together?
All right. Thanks. You know, one of the biggest reasons is as our county has grown, a lot of the growth has been in Star Valley and not in the rest of the county. And so occasionally you end up with all three commissioners from Star Valley, and the rest of the county feels like they're underrepresented. So by going to five commissioners and having it districted, that's the other part of that petition, is it would allow better representation throughout the entire county. And that was probably one of the main reasons that people brought this petition to the Republican Party, was they felt underrepresented throughout the county. And most counties in Wyoming have five commissioners. So as growth occurs and the need is there for more representation, they felt it was time to go to five.
You know, Lance, a couple questions I have is, first off, there's some boards will have a mix of district and open positions, school board, for example. Is that a potential possibility in this case, or would all five have to be districts?
So it would, the way this is written, it would be all five would be districted. It wouldn't be a mix. The statute was changed to allow for a mix, but there's only one county in the state that does a mix, and there's some challenges with doing a hybrid district mix. So at this point, it would be for all five districts.
Gotcha. And what would be the reasoning for not doing a district system now with three commissioners?
Statute only allows you to have it districted if you go to five. So with three, they serve at large. And the petition, if it passes, then it would go on the ballot. It's a two-part question. One, should we have five commissioners? And two, should it be districted? If the districted part fails, then but the five passes, there would be five at-large commissioners.
Okay. So you'll vote twice then on this, basically.
There'll be two questions on the ballot.
Okay. So what has to happen through this petition process in order for it to qualify to be a ballot measure?
So we need right around 1,100 signatures in order to get it on the ballot. So we're in the process of collecting signatures. And actually this Saturday, starting at 9:30, is our county Republican convention in Thane at the Thane Community Center, and we'll have petitions there that people can sign. So we would invite people to come down and visit our county convention and see what we do as at a Republican convention. There's some important business that's conducted there, and this petition will be one of those things. And that meeting will pretty much go all day. So you can drop in anytime, and we'll have the petition there for people to sign.
Okay, that's Lance Oviatt in studio this morning. Again, Lance is the current chairman of the Lincoln County Republican Party. Anything else on this petition specifically you'd like to mention today?
You know, maybe just quickly, I know some people have been concerned about the cost of going to five. One of the things that happened and that people were concerned about was the commissioners hired an administrator, a chief of staff, and his salary is $120,659. So, and then one of the reasons they did that was they said that the workload was too much for those three commissioners. They needed an administrator to help handle the workload. Well, if they went to five, they would be able to save money by eliminating that position and let the commissioners do their job instead of having this person that isn't accountable to the voters between the commissioners and their constituents.
Excellent. And if people are not able to, if someone wants to sign but maybe isn't able to go to the convention, are there other ways to do that?
Sure. You can go to our website, lcwygop.com, and you can contact us through the website, and we'll get a petition to you.
Okay. Do you anticipate having it out and around any other places or any other times? I know you've been at certain businesses at certain times.
We have, and we'll continue that, and we'll have it at the fair, and you'll see it around different places in the community.
Okay. When is the deadline, do you know, to reach that the required number of signatures?
It would be on the general ballot, so it's we've got quite a bit of time before we have to get that turned in.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else? You mentioned the convention coming up. Maybe tell us more about that while we have you in the studio.
Sure.
What happens at a party convention?
At a party convention, one of the big things is we'll discuss resolutions. Resolutions are requests to the legislature or maybe to the county commissioners to change a law or to create a law. And it's been interesting. A lot of times you think, well, how can one person, can I really make a difference? And there have been several times just out of our county where we've had people submit a resolution that has become a law or changed a law. And it started with one person submitting a resolution on a change they'd like to see. And it came up through the party and then ended up with the legislature and became a law. So it's an opportunity for people to come and make a difference in our community, in our county, in our state. So anyone's welcome to come attend. We have delegates that have been elected and alternates, and we do this every 2 years. So it's a special thing because it only happens every couple of years.
Lance Oviatt in studio this morning. So Lance, we'll just wrap things up and remind listeners what you have with this petition. You must be a registered voter in order for the signature to count, correct?
Correct. You need to be a registered voter when you sign it. So once we collect all the signatures, we'll go through and verify that everybody's a registered voter. So if you aren't registered to vote, that's a good reminder. Get out and register to vote. It's important that we exercise our civic duty to go and vote and have our voice heard.
And a much earlier deadline than it used to be, right?
Yes, they've changed that deadline. It is still possible to register at the polls, so you can do that. But again, there's things like this petition that you really can't participate in unless you're registered to vote. And a lot of people don't think of that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'd like to. That's a good idea. Well, I think we ought to go to 5 commissioners. And then they realize, oh, I let my registration lapse. And a lot of people don't realize if you don't vote in the last election, they will purge your name from the voter rolls. And so you may think you're registered, but if you didn't vote last time, you may not be. Your name may have been purged from those voter rolls.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's important to double check and make sure then, sounds like. So,
yes.
All right, Lance, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
No, just that, again, I encourage you to get out and get involved and sign this petition. I think it's an important thing for our county. I don't know of any other board that has only 3 members. School boards have more, hospital board, Lower Valley Energy. There's a reason why you need more people on a board. Just like I'm involved in the legal field, in a jury where you're making important decisions, you either have a jury of 6 people for minor decisions and a jury of 12 people for major decisions, because you want more input into making important decisions, especially those decisions like our commissioners make.
Lance Oviatt, chairman of the Lincoln County Republican Party. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.